Woman has first face transplant. Pioneering surgeons in France have carried out the world's first partial face transplant. In the groundbreaking operation, doctors replaced the nose, lips and chin of a 38-year-old woman who was savaged and disfigured by a dog in May. Doctors say the woman is in excellent condition and that the transplanted organs look normal. The procedure was headed by Dr. Jean-Michel Dubénard, the surgeon who carried out the world's first hand transplant in 1998. He remained tight-lipped about the details and success of the operation and refused to give details to journalists eager for news of the woman's condition and the chances of success. He did say that his patient wishes to remain anonymous. The organs were taken from a brain-dead woman with her family's consent. Experts in facial reconstruction said the mouth and nose are the most difficult parts of the face to transplant. In the past, surgeons have successfully performed scalp and ear transplants, but facial injuries, such as those the woman suffered, have up until now been impossible to repair. If this surgery proves successful, it will be a major breakthrough in reconstructive surgery for the actual face. The operation entails removing skin and facial muscles from the donor and attaching them to the recipient's face by reconnecting the tissue. The appearance of the newly reconstructed face will be somewhere between the original face and that of the organ donors. The woman will have to wait to see if her body's immune system will accept or reject the new organs.